Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today, we're in North Texas to profile Representative Keith Self, a lawmaker whose extensive military career and experience leading a major county government define his approach to Congress.
He has an incredibly distinguished military background. Let's start there with his 25 years of service in the Army.
It's a truly remarkable record of service. Keith Self is a graduate of West Point. Over his 25-year career, he served in some of the Army's most elite units, including Airborne Infantry, the Army Rangers, and the Special Forces, or Green Berets. He commanded troops at multiple levels, from platoon leader up to Special Forces company commander. His service took him around the globe, including deployments to Grenada, Bosnia, Afghanistan, and during Operation Iraqi Freedom. He worked on highly sensitive programs at the Pentagon and retired as a lieutenant colonel. His military decorations include the Master Parachutist Badge, the Ranger Tab, and the Special Forces Tab. It's a career that reflects deep dedication and leadership under pressure.
After retiring from such a long military career, he didn't exactly slow down. He jumped into local politics in one of the fastest growing areas in the country.
That's right. Upon retiring from the Army, he ran for and was elected county judge of Collin County, Texas in 2006. Now, in Texas, the county judge is the chief executive officer of the county, presiding over the commissioner's court, which manages the county budget and operations. Collin County, just north of Dallas, experienced explosive population and economic growth during his tenure. He served three full terms for 12 years until 2018. He built a strong reputation as a fiscal conservative, overseeing multiple cuts to the county's property tax rate while managing the demands of rapid expansion. He was known for his no-nonsense, fiscally hawkish leadership style.
So with that background in military leadership and local government executive experience, he ran for Congress in 2022. How has he applied those experiences in Washington?
He has leaned heavily on both. He was elected to Congress and immediately joined the conservative House Freedom Caucus. His committee assignments are a natural fit. The House Foreign Affairs Committee, where his extensive military service and international deployments give him significant credibility, especially on national security issues. And he serves on the House Veterans Affairs Committee, where he can directly advocate for the needs of fellow veterans based on his own quarter century of service. His legislative priorities are very much aligned with his background and his conservative principles.
What are those key priorities? What issues does he focus on most intensely?
His top stated priority is border security. Representing a Texas district, he is one of the most vocal members calling for stricter enforcement at the U.S.-Mexico border, including resuming construction of the border wall and taking stronger action against drug cartels. Second is fiscal responsibility. Drawing on his record as county judge, he consistently votes against government spending increases and advocates for balancing the federal budget. And third is national security. On the Foreign Affairs Committee, he pushes for a strong military and a foreign policy focused on deterring adversaries like China. He is a staunch defender of the Second Amendment and holds consistently conservative positions on social issues as well.
So his political identity seems very clear. A military veteran focused on security and fiscal conservatism.
Exactly. His brand is built around his life experience. He emphasizes his military service to underscore his commitment to national security and discipline. He points to his record as county judge to highlight his credentials as a tax cutter and responsible fiscal manager. He often uses the phrase Texas tough leadership. In Congress, he operates as a reliable conservative vote and an outspoken member of the Freedom Caucus, focusing his energy on the core issues of border security, government spending, and national defense.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.